and welcome to Starter Set. My name Ed Sylvester. This is
Ollie Sylvester.
And welcome to the show that rewrites myths and legends. Welcome back. Yo, yo. Hello, people. How are we doing?
It has been so long.
Yeah, it's been a little while. And I say that, how are we doing to the people? But how are you doing, Ollie, my main Wally? I don't know. It was just a rhyme.
That's fine. I'm good. I am good. Christ. Edward, what's been happening? I don't really know, because I can't remember what happened yesterday, but let's
That's
go.
Fair enough. Well, obviously we had a pause week because I had a bit of a brain fart in terms of getting from point B in the story to point C. So we've had a little gap, a little break on there, had a bit of a conversation how things were going while I try and figure that out.
Yep.
Here's the bomb, Ollie.
Yep.
I still haven't figured out how that's going to run, but... Luckily, the way that this book is created is it kind of gives you a fully formed, not story, but skeleton to run a story. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to trust in the book, and the book will take us through this next bit, and we'll see where it goes from there. I've got some things that I want to bring into it, but you know when it's like the actual meat is required?
Yeah.
Which is fine. And then we had a bit of a week of just stuff happening, basically.
Yeah, a week of many birthdays. Fuck me, so many birthdays.
It's like, not as bad as the month where it's your birthday, our dad's birthday, my wife's birthday, three of my friends' birthdays. That month is one where I just go goodbye any savings that I intend to make because it's all gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all good, all fun and part of the thing. So you haven't had any time to play any D&D, I'm guessing?
No. Well, so obviously we record on whatever day it is today. Thursday?
Wednesday,
Thursday? I don't know. Yep. Around that time. But we usually play D&D on a Friday, so this Friday would actually be our first game back.
Oh, nice.
But
oh, no.
I made other plans already. And
tit.
Well, they didn't. They should tell me a week before, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. So I've got plans. If they fall through, I'll go play D&D. If they happen, then I'll do them. It's only a week. It's not too bad.
Scheduling is the killer of campaigns. And yeah, that's fair enough. That's all good. Is it? Do you know if it's like starting? If it's a continuation on your story of where you had your 70-mile-an-hour lion bullet.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're okay. We're just picking it up from there. So I think I can't remember. I can't actually remember what happened. Our game master will give us a rundown on what happened, and I'll look through my notes and stuff. But
nice, that's very good.
That storyline,
lovely stuff. I've not played any D&D for quite a while now. Actually, my last D&D session was that one that I told you about, basically. Where I met up with my strangers.
Yeah, you came back in, didn't you?
Yeah, for that one session. But I've obviously been doing life. So doing the stream with the Woofrup. Woofrup? Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. Woofrup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that translates into.
I don't know.
Woofrup, I think.
Woofrup?
Woofrup. Yeah. Which is fun. I did some one-on-one gaming in that world, so as part of some bonus sessions that we did. So obviously this is a one-on-one D&D thing, right? And doing one-on-one in that, I was quite impressed with the way that scales or doesn't scale, if that makes sense.
Because I need to try it, to be fair, because I do quite like Warhammer.
So because of the way that the mechanic works is there's no real bonus to, I think, because it's so somewhat deadly, and I use that quite loosely because like you don't have many wounds, but then you technically have a lot of lives. I'm not going to explain that massively because that's going to be a big thing if I talk about that. But you avoid combat in the way that combat should be avoided. You know how I talk about the way the way I run combat in D&D a lot of the time is there's usually a big fight that comes around, and it's quite rare that there are many skirmishes. Like, I don't tend to do a lot of journey-based combat because it's kind of like... Or at least not with sentient beings. Because if you're sentient, you know that you going into a fight potentially means you're going to get hurt, regardless of if you're massively better than that other thing. You know what I mean?
Or yeah, yeah.
It's likely there may be some use of general resources required. So you really only commit to a scrap if you know you're going to win, or if you're put into a position where if you don't have that scrap, way worse things are going to happen.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, and also like resources and well, like you said, loss of life is real, especially for like bandits and stuff. They're not going to attack a group of people that are kitted out to the nines with fucking dragon armor, are they?
Like, yeah, exactly. And you can
just leave you alone.
It's they're playing the bad guys the way you would play NPCs kind of thing. The, oh, that guy's down? I just want to make sure he's down. I'm going to poke him again with my sword. Oh, what's that? You've lost two death saves. Yes, that's how it can be played. Don't worry about it too much. But then again, I think that's how you can kind of go into a game and you figure out how that's going to work. So, Ollie, we're back. I'm going to rely on the book to take me through to Section B, and I'm excited for Section B or C or whatever it is realistically in the makeup of this story that we've got going on, because it's got some really cool shit in it. I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited for it.
Let's go. I'm excited as well.
Because I can't just go, blap, done.
Blap, teleport.
So, Ollie, the fire is lit and there are stories to tell.
I shall get my horn, yeah. Right. Let's hope my beard doesn't get in the way.
Was that directly into the microphone?
It wasn't, but it might as well have been because I'm looking at the audio signal right now and it's fucking nuts.
That was horrific. It's just a shit. God. Well, that's the one for the week. We don't do retries on that bad boy. I'm going to deal with that in post. Excellent. So, if we pick off where we last left off, you are standing over the corpse of a octopus cross seahorse into an underground cavern lit by... Now, the sort of shattered growings of a bioluminescent giant piece of coral. Your entrance way in, you obviously discovered, pretty sharpish. Now, getting out is going to be interesting. But before it comes to that, Ollie, is there anything that you would like to do within this cavernous area?
That rock that we smashed up, is that still glowing?
It has, I mean, yes is the short answer. You've got, but you have sort of like small shattered pieces of it around the cavern.
Can I take, if one of the shards is kind of spearhead shaped?
Ooh, yeah.
Can I take kind of, or something that I could potentially craft into a spearhead?
Thought that would be quite nice. Cool. Do an investigation check, Ollie, just to see if
of
you can
course.
Find something.
Right. Let's try this one. 13 plus investigation to 15.
15, not bad. So with a 15, you find a piece that isn't ready to be spear, so it's not spear ready, but it's in exactly the right shape, that sort of leaf shape bit of stone. Yeah. It's even got that like sort of section that's slightly larger. It's starting to taper at the edges, but there's no sharpness to it.
Okay, cool.
And it still grows with that sort of bioluminescent bluish purplish tinge.
Sweet. Well, I want that.
Yeah.
So I'll take that.
Makes sense.
Excellent.
Is there anything else that you'd like to do?
Can I just investigate the cavern and the monster as well? I would like to.
Okay. With the
there's a few things. So we'll investigate the cavern, make sure it's safe.
Okay, cool. So if you're looking around to see if there's any danger or anything like that, you can do probably a perception check on that one then, please.
Perception, sure.
Mm-hmm.
7 plus perception. It's been so long since I've looked at this character sheet that I can't remember where anything is. 11.
11. Okay, and you're just checking the cavern, are you,
just giving it kind of once over.
Nice. So with an 11, you find... Because you've come in and you've basically gone straight to this thing and then been attacked, right? So you haven't really had that much time to look around. Very obvious two other either entrances or exits, depending on how you're looking, separate to the one where you came in as well. So this cavern has theoretically three ways in and out of.
Cool.
That's the main thing that pops out from there. There's... Apart from that and the many different pools where you've seen some of those whirling dervish starfish, those are the main features, that and this large coral-esque piece that's obviously been smashed up. Atcha, after her absolutely battering this thing whilst being under the attack of some of those dervishes, you see she is currently readjusting parts of her armour. Like just moving things, checking things that are in place. She has taken a small scratch. Nothing too dangerous, too bad. And Kald looks no worse for wear, considering he took a few hits. It's weird. Like there's no cuts on him. There's no bruises, scrapes, or anything like that.
Is that like a kind of fey healing ability or is that just kind of like he hasn't been hit?
Well, would you like to ask him or would you like to see if it's something that you internally know?
I would like to see if I know it.
Okay, so do a legend check, please, Ollie.
Sure. 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay, 11. Not too sure, realistically.
Okay,
but he's currently kind of like walking over the corpse of the... seahorse octopus thing.
Yeah.
He looks down. He says, "Boss, do you think this will make good eating, or do you think, yay or nay?"
Well, yeah, I was actually thinking that because we eat octopus, and he's a giant octopus, so I presume he's probably going to be quite nice. Do you want some? Do you want to try some?
I'm game for it. I'll borrow. Can I borrow a knife?
Yeah. I've got my food knife. That's like a sharp-ish knife.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be like a decent size for him. So I'll give him my eating knife.
Nice. It looks slightly ridiculous in his hands. He holds it like you would a sword. It's slightly too short. Almost, it's sort of a short sword kind of thing that you would expect. Almost like a gladius is what we would kind of see it as.
Oh,
just
cool.
In the dimension ways. But he then goes to town and says, okay, this is it's tough. And he manages to slice off a little bit of an area and he says, I don't do the cooking thing. It ain't necessary for me, but do you need this cooked up?
It's like I will.
A small
scale. Yeah, I will. But you try it to give us a...
Okay.
He puts it in his mouth, he has him chewing, and then he just opens his mouth up again, pulls it back out, and he goes, that ain't good.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Well, never mind. Don't worry about it. We'll have other food. And we got other food.
No,
do you want some food? Are you hungry? Do you need some scram?
I'm okay at the moment. It kind of... I eat when I eat. It ain't necessary when I'm here. That makes sense.
Yeah. You're weird fae. Weird knees, you know.
Funny knees.
Funny knees. Funny knees. All right. Well, so there's two exits. Is there any? Is there anything interesting about the body of the sea horse octopus thing?
Horse fish.
Yeah.
Horsepus. the sea horsepus. Only the fact that it is two gigantic versions of these things, and as far as you're concerned, both of these things usually live underwater, yet this seems to be able to breathe air.
Okay. Does it have gills? It wouldn't have gills then, would it?
Not obvious gills, no.
Okay, cool. How big is its head?
Probably about the size of your arm in terms of length.
Right. Too big to put in a pack?
You could, if you wish to transport it, you probably could. I wouldn't think it would be sitting in a pack. It would almost be like something that would be...
like strapped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just okay. With the packs that you've got on, and them being, like, I'm thinking they're more sort of travel-based, like you want them relatively light, a bit small, it's nothing like kept in the boat. Yeah, that would probably be a little bit bigger than most of those things.
Yeah. Okay, well, in that case, I would just like to take that, my axe,
mm-hmm.
and cut its head off.
Okay.
As a trophy. Get some kind of trophy out of it. Maybe a tentacle. Yeah, nice. If the head doesn't go well, maybe a tentacle or something.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no real issue in this, it's just a timepiece. And just also a bit of knackering. Both you and Atcha together manage to spend the time and go straight through this. Well, get yourself a trophy. The head is severed relatively easy. Cald is
perfect.
Kind of helping, but it's more like he's just getting in the way a little bit. He's going, if you do it there one more time, that'll just get straight through the neck bit, you know, right there. That's it. Oh, that didn't work. And you know what I mean? Like he's just chatting away.
He's just chatting shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sound. Actually, you're the strongest out of all of us, so I reckon if we lash this to your pack, it'll have the least chance to get lost.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's fine. I can do that.
Yeah, cool. Right. We'll lash it to your pack then, and I'll
perfect.
Lash.
No troubles.
Yeah. Cool. Right. One last thing before we go.
Mm.
The eye that we pulled out. Anything happening with that?
So you've used the old eye. You've played with it a few times. It's kind of been a curiosity that was passed around the village or town during your younger years, and most people kind of mess around with it a little bit and then go like, right, well, whatever, it's just a warm stone which has a little bit of light emanating from it. It doesn't seem to do anything extra. It's amazing how quickly humans become bored at things that are theoretically miraculous.
Yeah.
And this reflects it in the same way. You've got a stone, circular stone, it's warm, and it has a light emanating from it. The only difference that you see in this one, and this stone in comparison to the one that you had, is the light is a slightly different colour. So the light in the first stone, the first eye that you've experienced mm-hmm. in terms of the crafts, is like a more of an orange hue.
Okay.
The light, and I mean like real, it's difficult to tell the difference. It's almost like in the same, it's still daylight sort of reflection, but it's kind of like daylight, you would see it almost as like evening light. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that kind of like purpley, bluey orange.
Yeah, except leaning way more into the orange. And then the other one, the one that you hold in your hand now, it has like a greener quality to it.
Okay.
whether that's like it reminds you of walking under leaves of a forest with the sunlight kind of blasting through those leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
That light that gets tinged with that greenness, but it's like still...
like a dappled...
Yes,
dappled almost. Green. Uh-huh. Perfect. Sweet. And if I kind of concentrate on it at all, does anything happen? Do I get any sense of it?
Are you asking, can you use your new ability that you got for going to fourth level?
Well, it's third level. I'm third level.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, because I don't think that actually works like that. So that says, it's let me find the page in the book, because I just read it and it doesn't mention, or the way I interpreted it anyway, was not.
Or are you using it sort of as a focus for like a weirding kind of thing, part of your, or a kenning, I should say.
Yeah. I just kind of want to see if it reacts in any way to me kind of taking the time to concentrate on it.
Okay, let's go, if that is the case, then let's just go with a straight wisdom check for me, please, Ollie.
Yeah. Plus 4. Okay. Yeah.
That's not bad. Let's go with... yeah, this is quite tasty in how that would work. You do get a feeling, and that feeling is... Cald has told you how it feels to be aware of these things in the world. The reason why he can sense them, you know?
Yeah.
And he's mentioned how that kind of feels and smells, but it's not necessarily a feeling. It's sort of it is what it is.
Yeah. It's its own separate thing.
Yeah. I mean, he still has that piece of that rag that was used around his face just to kind of dull that input. But you kind of know how it feels.
Okay, so I get like a kind of sense of where it is.
Yeah, and for this moment, while you're doing that and while you're focusing on it and while you're thinking and kind of tuning yourself to the lands beyond the land, the different realms, the idea of spirits and lost words and myth, you feel it kind of overpower your senses. It's not something, you don't get like knocked out or anything like that, but there's just a flash, a moment where you're like, I can't see, I can't smell, I'm not entirely sure where my body ends and where the rest of the reality starts, but it's just for a moment, and then you kind of get that little flashback after that concentration piece.
Okay, cool. Right.
You okay there, boss?
Yeah. How linked to the Fae are these items? Do you have any, like, do they possess any abilities? Do you know? Because I've just had this weird thing where I just kind of concentrated on this orb and it kind of chewed me up a little bit.
You got a little ragged around the edges. Yeah, did you see that? And this is him turning to Atcher. No? Huh. Okay, that's strange.
Did anything happen to me physically? Or was it just...
You looked a bit kind of wispy, I guess, around the edges. Like yeah.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
It's like the sides of you. I was like looking at you underwater or something weird. That was strange.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I snapped out of it, but maybe I won't do that again for a while. We'll see.
But you asked if these things have they come from the Alfae.
No, nothing like that. It's just that things that are within any world or within any realm, if you believe in that, which you should do because I'm standing here, you know what I'm saying? We can just pick up on intense emotional connections. And these, let's be fair, were made by a man who was captured out of the body parts of his capturer. Yeah. While he was also waiting for the love that he was waiting for. And as revenge, well, you know the story.
Yeah. Lots of intense feelings behind these items. Yeah, okay,
and
right.
They're magical, you know?
Yeah. Well, mystical.
Hey, either. Merry-go-round.
Magical,
mystical, merry-go-round.
Strange knees, weird knees. Let's go, knees. Right. Okay, well, thanks for that. That was weird. Note to self, not do that again. Maybe. We'll see. Right.
Could you kind of... Oh. It's quite a lot for me. Could you just put it away?
Yeah, I'll put it in a... I've probably got some kind of drawstring internal pocket within my clothes, leather.
Yeah,
leather,
okay, thanks.
I'll chuck it in that, yeah.
That helps. I think we got a problem then, if that's the case, because if I got to find more of these, that one there, that's all I can feel at the moment.
Ah, shit. Is there a way to block it? How do we block it from you?
I don't know.
Wait, okay, let me try something quick. Can I grab a big old chunk of that crystal and just like sandwich it between two bits of crystal and see if that blocks it for him or at least lessens it?
No, that's just...
No, okay, well, no. Fuck that then, right? well, look, we'll figure out a way, but... I suppose right now, we've just got to get out of this cave and get back to the ship.
Yes, I think we should leave here, really.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Right, actually, I'm sure you've noticed as well as I have that there's two other exits.
Mm-hmm.
I presume you don't want to come... Well, from what I remember, when we came into that original cave, we landed in a pool of water from falling from the ceiling, so...
Yes.
I don't think we can get out that way.
Right, the way we came. I don't think so either. And I don't really want to go back into that room with the...
Yeah, with the acid water.
Kin.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get... I don't want to die either. Okay, look. Right. Where do you want to go? Give us a... You know, we're a team. Let's hear your...
I'm going to make it real easy for you, Ollie.
Sure.
We're going to just go A and B.
Yeah.
And you can roll the dice if you want.
Yeah, sure.
So, why not? So route A will be 10, 1 to 1 to 10, route B 11 to 20.
14, so route
okay.
B.
Route B, nice. The journey back is longer than you anticipated.
Okay.
You're not entirely sure, but just based on the time that you kind of all just get exhausted and have to sleep.
Okay.
And then you cycle through that again. You think it's around 2 days journey.
Fuck, all right.
Back through this labyrinthian... underground cavern. There are points where you have to go through deep pools, where you have to go through underwater tunnels. But you come across no danger. It's more just the times of traveling.
Okay. Do we have enough rations and stuff, I presume?
Food is fine. You've got more than enough to go through there because narratively it's dull if you have to find that thing.
Is there any of those like water spout systems? Do we see any of them going around?
Not this way.
Not this way, okay.
Option A, quicker, but far more dangerous.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Kids. So overall, the better option then.
Well, hey man, up to you.
Yeah.
However you feel. So, you find yourself stepping out into daylight after maybe 2.5 days underground, finding your way back.
Perfect. Look, guys, we've done it.
Man.
Let's go. Finally. Christ. And
I can do with a proper... Well, I say I can do with a proper sleep. It's just I don't really... You guys kind of say about that. It's nice to be out here.
Yeah.
Ha!
Stand in the sun, stretch it out, you know.
Excellent.
Take a deep breath of air.
So this exit brings you out at a slightly raised area, a raised platform across this island that you've currently brought your ship to, that you have theoretically completed that first part of your quest, the requirement to capture these things. And you look down on the rest of the island that you're on, and you've got a good viewpoint from up here. You see the ship and it being worked on by the crew over down where you beached.
Perfect.
This gives you a good view before, so you can step out before that slightly more tropical jungle piece that came around over you.
Yeah.
And
what direction would they be?
From here.
Yeah.
And the positioning of the sun, you think, give or take. Or nature check, actually, please, Ollie.
Sure.
That's probably the way that you can figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. 15.
Yeah, so from here, nature, maybe south from your current position.
Okay, south.
And you estimate it to be the equivalent of maybe 10 o'clock in the morning.
And it's, yeah, okay, so we got a time then.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Right. How far away are they? Travel, like...
Would be... Difficult to say, but you'd think you could probably get there within the rest of the day.
Okay. And we can see them. Is it like we can see just like, oh, that's the ship, and
yes.
Those little blips in the background will, like, that are moving are kind of, oh, they're clearly humans.
The people, because they're moving, that's how you know it's the crew.
Okay, cool. So it's not like we can wave and shout at them.
No.
No. Perfect. Right. Okay, and we're on a raised platform, aren't we? Is it like sheer cliff, or is it...
It's kind of a scree slope.
No.
But because of the volcanic nature of this, of the island, it's not that shaley kind of scree. It's the rocks that look like they've basically been folded onto each other, and you're sitting like standing at the top of one of those folds. So there is a decent... Vertical, is that what I mean? No, diagonal gradient down towards that beach point.
Okay.
This could have been a position where maybe the land, as it was formed and roiling, just pushed itself up slightly.
Okay, sound. Right, you two ready for a bit of rock climbing?
Yeah, I mean, I can just climb onto one of you two and you can take me through.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Pretty fine with that.
All right, well, Is there an anchor point that we can see up here for, like, a rope?
Easily enough to figure out, like, there's plenty of space. The rocks, because of the cragginess of this area, it's... A rope is definitely a good idea from a safety point, but you are pretty sure, looking down at it, you wouldn't realistically need it if you didn't.
Oh, okay, so it's not steep, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in my head I had like a kind of abseiling type situation.
No, more...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more hill-like, really,
yeah.
I suppose.
Okay, sound. All right, well, we'll just slowly go down making sure not to kind of step on any loose rocks. Just
nice.
Keeping it and as safe as possible.
The rest of the day, traveling, easy enough. You find yourself at the beach come probably about 4 in the afternoon. The boat looks somewhat repaired. There is, looks like the crew have been trying to get some wood cut into shape. There is basic woodworking tools on the ship. Like it's daft not to go with that kind of stuff out. And some of the crew have mediocre carpentry skills. There's not a boat builder amongst you because they're sort of one in a million a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Orders that get placed and then they get brought to places. But the Bryn looks all right, basically. To get it sort of back to full speed, Ollie.
Yeah.
Or to full speed, like fully operating. I'm going to need a collective skill checks from you.
Sure. Yep.
Now, I've done this in season one. I don't know if you remember how these operate, but you've basically got a selection of skills that you can choose, and then you can narratively tell me how you think. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay.
How you think they can get it. All right. So.
Okay,
you go. What would you like to start with?
I would like to, looking at the current state of the boat,
mm-hmm.
make an insight check to see what would be the best point to repair first to make the biggest difference. Or is that too cheesy? Am I cheesing that a little bit too far?
I don't know if, considering insight is usually to figure out people's intentions and things like that.
Or just an intelligence check?
Intelligence check works.
Yeah? Is it a saving throw or is it just a check?
Yeah, just a check. Just a check.
Okay, sure. 9.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the first one down. Next up, what is your next idea? You're looking at the ship. You can see that there's a big old gap in it, just where the and that some of the sails have taken a little bit of a beating. The tear within the hull is not massive, it's not huge, but it is a bit ungainly. You know what I mean? It's not like an easy, like, okay, all we need is one bit of 4x2 and we can just chuck that in there and fix it. It's across a few panels. It's above the water level, usually, as if you were sailing, but choppy waters can, as you've experienced, means that it does fill up considerably fast.
Yes. What are the crew looking like? Do they look kind of downtrodden with a good meal?
They look relatively okay. When you get back on the beach, there is a collective sort of, hey, they're all back, excellent, cheer kind of thing going on. Some of them look towards the trophy that you've taken and kind of raise an eyebrow of, bloody hell, that they came back and tangled with that thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I have a different opinion of, well, I guess Normanda now.
Okay, well, that's good. I was going to address that in a minute, so I'll do it now, I suppose. I suppose when Normanda, well, fuck it, let's incorporate this into this.
Into the check.
Yeah. I'd like to make a kind of speech, persuasion, kind of to kind of inspire them to work towards our goal a bit harder, you know, like get them riled up. This may go terribly because I've got shit positive on this, but
yeah, you're not great on this one, but no. with the trophy that you've brought back, I'll give you advantage on this check.
Perfect. Okay, so I would like to take the trophy off Atcher's back, hold it up along with the shard of crystal.
Yeah.
And I will proceed to just call out and say, we have returned. Victorious, we have slain this beast, this creature, and we have collected the item that we needed, and sorry, I'll have the eye in my other hand.
Yeah.
Not the crystal. And hold up the eye and say, this is one of the components we set out for. And this epic quest is one step closer to being finished. And we couldn't have done it without the skill of you guys as a crew and the courage you all had to come with us on this not certain adventure. But, you know, we're one step closer and already our names will be down in history. We've killed this giant creature and you were part of that.
Right. Nice. You look around and you see... Well, yeah, go for the rolls.
Yeah. Can I use one of my inspiration points?
Do you have one for yourself?
I do have one. The button is ticked, so... I think you gave me one.
Okay, then yeah, go for it.
Right, because I rolled a 1 on a 4, so fuck that.
So you got one.
Nice. That's... what am I doing? Performance or persuasion?
You can choose the skill, Ollie.
Okay, I'll use persuasion, because it's got a plus one. So right. 16 plus 1, 17.
Excellent.
Much better than a 1.
Yeah. Alfred, one of the members of the crew, the main members, the spokesperson, because I can't be bothered to give 12 different names to crew members who it's unlikely you'll talk to.
Yep.
He comes up and he slaps you on the back and he says, well, you've surprised us, hasn't he, lads? And the rest of the crew collectively all kind of give a bit of a, hey, well done. And you see Tora having a conversation with another one of the crew, a very broad woman who's relatively short, but has like these sort of big scars on her forearms, and they nod to each other as if to be like, do you know what, this might be okay. Yeah, that's a success. Well done.
Perfect. Good. Okay, that's good. Fuck.
You need to do 5 of these, Ollie, so that's Christ. 2 down.
Okay, right, let's get the move on. I would just like to help with kind of a dexterity task, so maybe kind of hitting in nails or something that requires a bit of accuracy. So I'll just do a general dexterity or acrobatics.
Are you going for a sleight of hand? Or are you going to... like? There's some rope that would probably need to be re...
I'll wind up rope. We'll do that with sleight of hand, I suppose. Cause,
okay, yep, go for it.
19 plus 3,
22. Yeah, that's easy pass. Yeah, quick work of that piece. You managed to defray some rope. I don't know how rope's made, really, realistically, obviously, but you managed to defray some rope to a position where it's allowed to then use as part of a pulley system to move some wood into place.
Perfect. And
next.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think of what else I could do. Inspired the crew. I failed to make a decent boat building check. is anybody injured? Is there anybody that needs kind of any medical attention?
Not necessarily medical attention, but you know, you are and have been out in the wilds for quite a while. So general hygiene not amazing.
Shall
it's not
I?
Awful.
Okay, what I'll do, I have a plan for the next one, but I'll do this one. I like to make a survival check to basically bring back some nice, like exotic fruits, kind of forage for some nice food items.
That's definitely up there. That can certainly help with the situation. Go for it.
14 plus 4, 18.
Okay, great.
Good success. Perfect. Right.
So 3 successes. After a few hours, few more hours, you come back with some, what we would probably think of mangoes, maybe.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's probably wrong. It's probably too tropical for the climate. I'm going to go with kiwis, like kiwi fruit.
Even better, they're a superfood, so yeah.
Superfood.
Superfood.
Yeah, and all of you start flying and lasers come out of your
it gives us wings.
Yeah. And there are some people who just look at them and then bite straight into them with the skin on. You know those people.
Yeah.
There are people like that within our society.
Well, they put kiwi in the blender and blend it. Ugh.
Awful.
Yep, foul.
And others kind of go like, I don't like this furry bit on the outside. They're probably what people refer to as normal individuals. they peel them and the juice flows down chins. People genuinely smiling, looking pretty happy after you bring those back. And they renew their work with slightly increased vigor, finishing the boat. The boat is ready to go. And the journey begins again. Now, Ollie, with the journey beginning again, there's a moment where you stand at the beach, you see the ship full, and the wind picks up. And on the wind, you hear something. Something new, something different, something you've not heard before.
Okay.
Could you roll 2d4 for me, please, Ollie?
Yes, I can. A 3 mm-hmm. and a 2.
Okay. So, now could you roll 2d6s, please?
Yep. 2 ones.
Two ones. The first word you hear on this wind is the word twilight whispered.
Okay.
All right. And then the second one, could you roll 2 dice again, please?
2d4 or 2d6?
2d6.
2d6, yeah, sure. 4 and a 5.
The second one word that you hear is the word highborn. Twilight highborn.
Okay.
2d6 again, please, Ollie.
2d6 again. A 3 and a 4.
Okay, a 3 and a 4. And we're going 3 and 4. Mended. One more time. 2d6, please.
Yep. A 5 and a 4.
Battle cry.
Battle cry. Okay.
Twilight highborn, mended battle cry. Just whispers over the winds. Your portent is re-revealed. And that gives your inspiration pool, Ollie, to this.
Okay.
1 for the monsters. And 3 for the followers.
Okay. 1 and 3 for the followers. Lovely.
Okay.
Yep.
As you begin your journey once again into the ocean, out into the lands, this time with no real knowledge of where you're going, Kald, his senses are overridden, basically.
Overrun, okay.
Okay. As
could I do something on the beach?
Yeah,
just
can.
Before we go. Is it kind of dark? Is the sun setting? I presume
yes.
By this point it's kind of night's drawing in. Using the kind of moonlight and like a fire. I presume we would have a fire.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to try my uncle's kenning fire trick again.
Oh, yes,
and
you can, Ollie.
I would like to use my new ability of subtle omens.
Mm.
And basically, for the listeners, what this does is I suggest something that I want to do, a potential course of action to the game master, and then Edward will give me one of 4 possible omens, which basically tells me if I'm going to die, if it's okay, or if it's going to be good, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I would like to ask whether I go north. Like get a okay. sense of direction, whether or whether actually no, you know what? I would like to ask about concentrating on the item, whether that is a good thing or a bad thing, because last time it freaked me out.
Yeah. All right. The Cole's Glow. You've tried this many times. You sit down, concentrate, and the fire flicks, and for a moment, it's interesting. You see yourself holding that stone once again, looking into it, trying to get some sort of understanding of it. And in that moment, as you see yourself within the coals, you get the feeling that, for lack of a better term, it is both weal and woe.
That doesn't help me, Ed.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't help me. No.
Well, it does.
Well, it does. Okay.
You now know that it has some impact, you just don't know what that impact is. Because weal and woe, listeners, is basically mixed results. Weal is good, woe is bad. Weal and woe is mixed. So Normander looking into and connecting with that is somewhat mixed.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that...
So it can do something good.
Yeah, it can do something good, also... but it might do something bad. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be exactly. The role. Right. Oh, Christ. Okay. In that case, I would like to get on the boat and we will set sail. And what direction were we heading previously?
Well, because you had a navigator that could sense, obviously, where you're going, you were, I believe, traveling westerly.
Yeah, I've definitely got it written down somewhere.
I think you were going south to begin with, or northwesterly. It was westerly overall.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think we'll spend a day getting into open ocean, I think, first. Mm-hmm. So we'll just travel far away, as far kind of straight from the island.
So as you push off and you go out into the open water, it would appear that you left at exactly the right time, for there is a moment where, as you push out into the waters and the boat begins to move under the power of the oarsman, you notice, and this is quite obvious because, well, this thing makes itself very much known, stamping along the beach, maybe about 400 yards. This is just as you're about, I don't know, a few minutes out into the water. So considerably, like, you move relatively sharp. So you've moved quite far out into the ocean, broken through the breakers.
Yeah.
A gargantuan beast. For what we would know as a crocodile.
Okay, that's good then.
But a crocodile which is walking on its hind legs that function like humans, and instead of what you may expect is two arms, you see six arms either side of it. So a arachnoid looking crocodile piece. And you know how you can theoretically get sort of 12-foot saltwater crocodiles at our end.
Massive ones, yeah.
This thing makes those look dwarven. It is huge, maybe 30 foot long, wickedly curved claws on its, what you would class probably as its main set of hands. Actually, do you know what? If you know your dinosaurs, and Ollie, I'm pretty sure you know your dinosaurs.
Yeah, I know
well.
My dinosaurs, okay.
Baryonyx.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay, cool.
Think of one of those, but then with four extra limbs of grasping, reaching arms. For those at home who may not, and if you're not in the ability to Google, Think of a crocodile that stands like T-Rex, but on its hands it has raptor claws.
Yeah.
And that is a baryonyx. Yeah. I don't know why we don't talk about it enough. That is categorically the scariest dinosaur that's out there. Out there? It's not out there. They're not around anymore.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Is real.
In the, what do they call it? The core world or something.
What are you doing? Oh, right, yes, yeah. Down underneath the crust.
Yeah, very crust, much so. Yeah.
And as your ship basically manages to move away from this island and you leave this giant crocodilian creature behind just in time, we will call a close to this week's episode and we are done.
Cool.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. It's good to be back, good to get on the road again. And next week we will be doing our journeying. We need to find a way to close off Cal's, well, senses, I suppose.
Yeah, we've got to figure that out. We'll find another way to gain some sort of direction.
And thanks for listening. We've been Starter Set. You have been our listeners. Roll well, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.